Well done to Malcolm Turnbull for listening to our troops who are fighting Islamic State. Our soldiers in the Middle East feel like they've had one arm tied behind their back for way too long. We've been detailing those concerns many times over a long period on this show, and currently, our soldiers can only legally target ISIL forces who are actively involved in hostilities. So that means we cannot touch them when they're restocking supplies. It's madness. We cannot target those providing assistance to ISIL. Now that's about to change. Thankfully, it's been announced today, Aussie troops will be given greater authority to target groups providing logistics to ISIL. Can you imagine just for a moment how frustrating this has been for our forces? We've had this ludicrous scenario where Australian soldiers are watching and monitoring friends of ISIL, collecting supplies like petrol and ammo, getting ready to deliver it, but we can't take them out. Our military experts are watching with drones, seeing people collecting supplies for Islamic State, delivering them to Islamic State, but we can't do anything about it. You've got to jump through 100 hoops and tick 12 boxes and fill out a crossword before you're given the okay. But thankfully, those rules are being relaxed. The change will mainly affect RAF fighter pilots who are bombing the hell out of the terrorist group. That means Islamic State supporters working in a munitions factory, for example, delivering supplies to the terror group, they can finally be fired upon by Aussie troops. I'm glad our military have been unshackled in the fight against terrorism in the Middle East, and it's about time because we've been discussing it on this program for way too long.